pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivaux and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Three down and I am losing steam, but I Good morning, everyone. A bit of a jump scare. This is not Marijke Vernooy. This is Jesse Bell, host of the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, filling in this week for Marijke. She's got an extremely busy life, so I decided I'd lend a hand here and there where possible. You just heard Fox Warren and Andy Schaaf with Deadhead. And folks, as always, this Monday show is going to be jam-packed with new and Canadian music. More music than you can shake a stick at, so I hope you'll stay tuned for us today with your Monday Indie Wake Up Call. Coming up next on the program, we have got a release from Dylan DeBraga called Hold the Door. That's coming up next on your Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
That's what I choose to believe. Now I follow the sound that leads me to the crown. I am blinded to what you will be. And you climb my walls, and you let my weapons down on the ground. Fake.
Where are we going now?
Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Welcome back to your Monday morning indie wake-up call. That was Oscar Evans with Egg Salad. Bit of a jazz moment for you this fine Monday morning. Prior to that, you heard Beckner with Lose. The Vancouver-based artist plays a lot in the kind of Pacific Northwest, United States and Canada. Wolf Parade. For me, he does a lot of great podcasting work as well. He does a lot of professional caliber music for the many Brain Rot podcasts I enjoy. We also heard from Soccer Mommy with Driver, the stripped-down acoustic version. We had Japanese Breakfast with Picture Window, and we kicked everything off with Canadian artist Dylan DeBraga with Hold the Door, released July 15th, 2025. So, nice, hot, fresh, recent release for you on this Monday morning. All right, let's get back into it. Still to come on the program today, we have got two brand new release radars from the likes of Luella and Kyra. We have also got music coming up from The Beaches and Father John Misty. All that and oh so much more. So stay tuned, folks. Monday, always a jam-packed, awesome day to be tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You know what? Let's amp the energy up. Let's play a little bit of radio-friendly pop rock. This is The Beaches with, I think, the song of the summer, the Canadian charts at least, with Did I Say Too Much?
And you can't stop me now. No, you can't stop me now.
I was into bettering my body and my soul. Then I fell and hurt myself. Need sugar in my bowl.
And you can't stop me now. Nothing comes to mind.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Connie, another bird hit the window.
Birds hitting a window can cause severe head injuries and broken bones.
Birds cannot see glass. They can only see a tree's reflection in the window.
You should put decorations on your windows so birds do not think it is the sky.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a single from local artist Kyra's debut album, Skin to Skin. The new album presents vulnerable lyrics and complex melodies that bring the listener on a personal journey. Although each song tells its own tale, they all come together to form a bigger story. With many musical influences from different genres, there's a song in here for everyone. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Skin to Skin on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Am a Diamond with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
getting into some things that I can't quite work out. It's like I'm a lone passenger on a 20-ton ship that's run aground. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. I get to talking sometimes about things that I can't quite explain. I beat the morning traffic to my basement just to chase the feeling on a page away. And if that's the thing I'll be remembered by, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. Back to work, baby, back in the fold. Shivers in bed, or a headache instead. Maybe the body is a lawyer for the spirit in the court of your head. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, well, I better get myself back on the road. They say the air is cleaner out there on the coast. Back to work, maybe back in the fold. I just arrived, but I got to go.
I can show you all the riches, all the mountains that we've built, all the land that we have taken, and all the enemies that we've killed. Cause we win so much, I'm addicted to winning. Give me your money, I'll take your fame. I won't need you when I'm swimming away in the mountains of dead presidents I've made. But I don't see anybody waiting for me here. I'm alone, you know, my life is but my fear. And you don't see anything outside of your goal. Paradise, you see, you left us in the cold.
Out of my eyes. Please, please, but the wealth required by vain ideals extends to infinity.
And welcome back, folks. This is your Monday morning indie wake-up call. This is normally the Friday morning host, Jesse Bell, filling in today for Marijke Vernooy, and there are going to be a number of changes in this Monday Indie Wake Up Call slot, just to give you folks a heads up. Throughout the month of August, we'll have the one and only Era McCauley running the show, but come September, we will have a brand new Monday Indie Wake Up Call host, someone who, although they've only been here for a year, has quite a prolific record with CFRC. I don't want to give too much away yet until the ink is dried on the contract, but we're going to have another fantastic, hip, young host running this show come September, so I know, people are probably sick of me at this point all over the station. I get it, I hear you, this is just a temporary thing. Let me quickly give you the rundown on what you heard in that music block. We just heard Red Jacket with Sleeping With The Lights On. Part of that we had Half Moon Run with Back On The Road. We heard a new release, Radar, from Kyra called I Am A Diamond. We also had The Islands with Don't Stop Me Now. We had The Public Service with Glass House. And we heard from The Beaches with Did I Say Too Much? Big summer bop there. I've been hearing it all over the place, and I gotta play it when I get the chance right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Been a bit of a slow summer for the kind of tunes and bops that we've become so accustomed to. I think at the time of this episode, the number one song on the Billboard charts is still called Ordinary by that TikTok guy, Alex Warren, I think is his name. It's terrible. It's dreadful. It's really bad. And I think it's indicative of where pop music is this year. We don't have our brat summer. We don't have our espresso August like we did last year. The pop scene has been quite dire. And hey, there's still time, but it's not looking good. But that's enough of what I'm calling Unk's lament. Let's get back to the music. And kicking off this next music block, we are going to start it all off with Aya Tesler Mabe. And fittingly, this track is called Endless Summer, right here on your Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.